It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Drug overdose deaths are soaring in New York City and across the country. There were 2,700 drug overdose deaths in New York City in 2021. That's the most since the city began reporting 2 decades ago. For the 5th year in a row, fentanyl was the most common substance involved. It was in 80% of overdose deaths in 2021. Every fatal overdose victim in the city eventually ends up at the medical examiner's office, where tissue and blood samples are collected. So joining us now to talk more about it is New York City's medical examiner, Dr. Jason Graham. Hey, Dr. Graham, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you very much.
What are the reasons behind the uptick in overdose deaths in the city?
The critical most element involves the infusion of fentanyl into the drug supply. It's being used to cut all of the other common illicit drugs to maximize profits. And the reason that we're seeing this dramatic increase in the number of overdose deaths has to do with the potency of fentanyl as a drug itself.
How do overdose victims get processed at the medical examiner's office? And of course, you're mentioning fentanyl. Is there anything new or surprising you've noticed in overdose victims?
So we perform a full medical legal death investigation in each one of these cases, which includes, in the vast majority of them, an autopsy, where we obtain samples that we send to our forensic toxicology lab to undergo a variety of comprehensive toxicology tests to determine what drugs are in one's system and in what combinations at what levels. We monitor over the course of time the different combinations of drugs that are present that are leading to the unintentional drug overdose deaths that we see here in the city. The different combinations of drugs and the combination of fentanyl with what initially started primarily with heroin and now has moved into the cocaine supply and to other types of drug combinations. And so those are the changes that we watch carefully.
So your office is seeing this dramatic rise in overdose deaths. Of course, you've been dealing with the pandemic for the past couple of years. How has all of this changed the dynamic of the medical examiner's office? And how do you keep morale up with all of this happening?
I think that but for the pandemic, this epidemic of opioid overdose deaths would be the public health emergency of our lifetimes in this country. We, as medical examiners, have, just by the nature of our day-to-day work, have all along been exposed and at risk for vicarious trauma. And that's really been exacerbated through the course of the pandemic and in the face of these record numbers of overdoses. And so for that reason, we've really had to focus on wellness and provide resources for our staff and support in order for all of us to recognize the importance of self-care and wellness and to recognize in ourselves when we need some help.
The medical examiner's office is actually hiring a team of social workers to reach family members of each fatal overdose victim. How do you envision that team working?
We're really stepping outside the historic role of the medical examiner's office to try and really provide support and connections to care through social workers, connections to care for those family members who have lost someone they love to a drug overdose. And the intent would be in all drug overdose cases that we investigate, when we have family or friends that we are able to contact, we would reach out to them, provide support, be it for grief and bereavement support or much more potentially urgent needs. People who are using drugs who may need help themselves or may have other needs that are critically important in their lives at that moment. And this is a way that we can more directly provide wraparound care for families who've lost someone to drug overdose and hopefully very directly save lives.
What is the city doing to prevent more of these overdose deaths from happening?
Well, I think that the city is really attacking this from an all hands on deck perspective. I was just with the mayor and other city leaders to announce the new mental health plan. which is addressing the overdose crisis as well as areas where needs are greatest in the community, youth, people living with serious mental illness. And this is really a comprehensive, coordinated and focused approach, but it is a critical issue for all of city government.
Dr. Jason Graham is New York City's medical examiner. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.